Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I've got this article up at 929thegame.com. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, John, I penned it yesterday. It hit the it hit the web this morning. And then the Carlos Hyde move really seriously has like kind of sort of blown up my article here, because I think that changes the landscape for the Browns. I think it changes the landscape for the Giants. John does not agree with this, but let me give you some of the research that I did for this article yesterday.
Okay.
Again, it's up at 929thegame.com. 31 of the 32 teams have a quarterback, have a starting quarterback.
Yep.
31 of 32.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only one that doesn't is the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And to me, they're the only team that, to me, it's a no-brainer. They have to go sign A.J. McCarron. He is the best free agent QB left. And then you go draft a quarterback, mm-hmm. and you attack it from both angles. That's what I'm doing if I'm Buffalo. But, John, they are the only team that desperately needs a quarterback. So you've got some other teams here. You've got 10 teams, in my opinion, that could or should take a quarterback somewhere in the draft. It's the Bills, the Dolphins, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Jets, the Ravens, the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Chargers. Now, Chargers with Rivers, Colts with Luck, Jags with Bortles, Ravens with Flacco, and the Giants with Eli, they might not take a quarterback at all. Or they might. And they could take a quarterback in the first round, the fourth round, the seventh round, or whatever. But the point is, and with the Hyde thing, now I think Cleveland is not going to go with Saquon Barkley. They have Duke Johnson. They have Carlos Hyde. I think they're good at running back. Stranger things have happened, right? Philadelphia had three backs. Remember, they had DeMarco Murray and Darren Sproles, and then they went and gave money to Ryan Matthews. So teams make moves that have you scratching your head. I don't think Cleveland should go or will go Saquon Barkley at the top of the draft. I know you disagree with that. But this, to me, gets somebody, Darnold, Rosen, one of these guys, to number one. Before that, I had Cleveland taking Barkley. I had Cleveland at four taking Minka Fitzpatrick, Bradley Chubb, one of those guys. I had the Giants taking somebody else, and I had the Indianapolis Colts taking an O-lineman or someone like that. But now that Hyde has signed with Cleveland, I think now they will go QB at number one overall. But all of these 31 of 32 teams having their starting quarterback for next year is not good news for Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and all these guys, because the demand for them at the top of the draft isn't as high and as rich as it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and I think it still is. And the reason being, the guys that you have as starting quarterbacks aren't franchise guys. Now, Kirk Cousins, Minnesota set. They're not going to go draft a quarterback. They've got a guy locked in for 3 years. Cleveland with Tyrod Taylor, that could be a one-year stopgap, and you could bring in a guy, and I don't think they'll draft a guy at number one, maybe at four or maybe at the top of the second round they decide to go that route, but you can bring in a guy to groom. You talk about Arizona. They got a couple of Hammond Eggers out there, and I know they signed two of them with Bradford and Mike Glennon. Why would you not draft a quarterback? Because neither one of those guys is your future.
I mean, no, I've got – and look, we're getting confused a little bit here. I'm saying at the top of the draft, I have the Dolphins at – or, pardon me, the Jets at six taking a QB.
Absolutely.
The Browns, let's go up to number one or number four. I got them taking a QB. I've got your previous team, the Dolphins, taking a QB at 11. The Bills taking a QB at 12. And the Cardinals taking a QB at 15. So I think those – I think four first-round quarterbacks is going to be the situation here. But in terms of the think about it. To the Giants, they're going to go Barkley if the Browns don't. Indianapolis
isn't. You mean Jonathan Stewart isn't enough for him at running back?
I don't think Indianapolis is taking a quarterback
no.
at three. Four is the Browns. We just talked about that. Five is the Broncos. They're not taking a quarterback at five.
I don't think they will.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the very top of the draft, a lot of teams we thought were going to take a QB. I don't think they're taking a QB.
I think the only one that changed out all that, though, was the Broncos. And that's only because of Case Keenum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.